MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
All right, Andy. And unlike other podcasts this year, you got a lot of good news to share with us on the with the Boston Nine.
Oh, no doubt about it, Bill. It's happy times, that's for sure. As the Red Sox were north of the border last night, they made it 5 wins in a row, beating the Blue Jays 7-3, sweeping the three-game series. Jaron Duran led the way with a home run, drove in a couple of runs, stole 2 bases. The Red Sox stole 5 bases in the game overall. Local Nine back on the field tomorrow night in Cincinnati. Game 4 of the 6-game road trip playing the Reds. First pitch is at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the call on the mound. Red Sox return to Fenway on Monday, beginning a 6-game homestand with a 1-3 against the Blue Jays.
What about
win last night? Red Sox find themselves at 40-35 on the year. Third place in the AL East, 10.5 games behind the first place Yankees, but the Red Sox are just 1.5 games behind the Royals for the third and final wild card spot in the American League.
Well, keep those duck boats warmed up for maybe another appearance later on this fall. Andy, what's up with all these stolen bases for the Red Sox, huh?
They are running ragged out there, that's for sure. This is definitely a scene that we're not used to, Bill. No doubt about it. We'll be lucky if back in the day if the Red Sox stole 5 bases in about a month, never mind in 1 game like they did last night.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a stretch. You're right. All right. All right, let's tell us about share with us some of the highlights from this past week.
Well, we'll start back last Thursday since we last spoke, and the Red Sox beat the Phillies 9-3. Tyler O'Neill hit a 3-run homer in this one. Tanner Houck allowed 3 runs over 6 innings for his 7th win of the season. And the Red Sox were playing the Yankees starting last Friday, and they fell 8-1. Former Red Sox outfielder Alex Verdugo returned to Fenway for the first time since being traded to the Yankees in the offseason. He went 3-for-5, home run. He drove in 4, but then the winning streak got rolling on Saturday as the Red Sox doubled up the Yankees 8-4. Rafael Devers drove in a couple of runs. Sedane Rafaela, 3 hits. Then on Sunday, the Red Sox beat the Yankees 9-3, and this was a big night, Bill. The Red Sox set a franchise record with 9 stolen bases. That's the most by any team in Major League Baseball in 20 years. It was the most by a Red Sox team in a game since 1940 when they stole 6. David Hamilton led the way with 4 steals, becoming the 3rd Red Sox player to do so, along with Jacoby Ellsbury and Jerry Remy. Ellsbury holds the team record with 5 stolen bases in a game. It was back in 2013. Connor Wong drove in 3 runs. Rafael Devers, Sedane Rafaela each drove in a couple. And on Monday, Red Sox headed up to Toronto. They beat the Blue Jays 7-3. Sox had 4 home runs in this one, 2 by Tyler O'Neill. Rafael Devers and Sedane Rafaela also went deep. Nick Pivetta, 3 runs over 7 innings for his 4th win of the year. And on Tuesday, the Red Sox nipped the Jays 4-3 as Tyler O'Neill hit a solo home run in the 8th to tie the game at 3. And Sedane Rafaela broke that tie with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th with a single that scored David Hamilton, who was being used as a pinch runner, and he stole 2nd base. So definitely a power-speed combination, some good pitching, has a Red Sox on the roll, Bill.
Absolutely. You just nailed it. It's a combination of the two, finally getting some offense along with the good pitching, and that's allowing these win one, lose one, scenario tilt in favor of the wins. So, hey, nice job.
That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's jump to Major League Baseball news notes. What do you have for us?
Well, sad news to report. Back on Tuesday, Hall of Famer and American icon Willie Mays passed away at the age of 93 in 23 seasons playing for the Giants and Mets. Mays had 3,293 hits, 660 home runs, a .301 career batting average. He won 2 NL MVP awards. He was a National League Rookie of the Year. He made 24 consecutive All-Star teams. He also won 12 Gold Glove awards.
Andy, I have to share a story with you here, and I think I've shared this story with you before, but many, many years ago, I was probably high school, I guess, and my family went west, and one of the stops was Cincinnati, and we got tickets to a Reds game, and they were playing the Giants. Willie Mays played for the Giants. It was the 3rd-to-last game in historic Crosley Field at Cincinnati. That was like 2 stadiums ago now. But, I mean, that's a memory I'll never forget, seeing Willie Mays play. And that's the outfield that had that elevated ramp, if you will, kind of. It was all grass, no warning track. But it went up, if you're running to the wall as an outfielder, you'd find yourself climbing up a little bit of an incline there. as your warning that you were getting near the wall. Very unique little ballpark, but there you go.
Wow, that's a great story, Bill, and the fact that you got to see Willie play, and you got to see a game at Crosley Field on top of it. That's a great double combination.
Exactly. No, I agree. I later went to Cincinnati with weather like this, even hotter than this weather at the other stadium many years ago as well. But, too many years. Andy, I'll let you continue with more current information.
Well, on Sunday, former Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts, now of the Dodgers, suffered a fracture in his left hand after getting hit by a pitch. It will not require surgery, but he's going to be out at least 6 to 8 weeks. Also on Sunday, Astros pitcher Ronel Blanco was pulled after the seventh inning in 96 pitches as he was going for his second no-hitter of the season. The Astros gave up their first hit with two outs in the seventh. They went on to beat the Tigers 4-1. Tribute to the Negro Leagues game being played tonight at Rockford Field in Birmingham, Alabama, between the Giants and Cardinals. First pitch, 7:15. You can see the game on Fox. Willie Mays had planned to attend this game as he broke into professional baseball with the Birmingham Barons, who played their home games at Rickwood Field. A massive change could be coming on the horizon of Major League Baseball. On Tuesday, MLB sent a memo to farm directors saying that all AAA games will use automated ball strike challenge system beginning on June 25th. The move is another indication towards baseball implementing the challenge system at the Major League level. According to the memo, the league's research indicates that both in-uniform personnel and fans prefer a challenge system over full ABS. In the challenge system, challenges to balls and strikes are made by the hitter or catcher in real time, with the umpire receiving an answer via an earpiece. And two of baseball's biggest stars lead phase one of All-Star fan voting. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge has the most votes with 1.3 million. Philly star Bryce Harper second at 1.1 million. Judge currently batting .299, 26 home runs, 64 RBIs in 73 games. Harper batting .280 with 15 home runs and 46 RBI. Phase 1 goes through June 27th. The player receiving the most votes in each league during Phase 1 is named a starter for the All-Star Game, which is going to be played on July 16th at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
You know, Andy, the one thing, if I knew this, I feel like I forgot it, but I did not realize that, as of now anyway, that I heard this week, that Willie Mays played in the Negro Leagues. I don't know why. I was just kind of think he came up the regular way and minor leagues and then went into Major League Baseball. But so I learned something there. And this a challenge to balls and strikes, is that going to lengthen our games maybe a little bit?
I can't see how it's not going to. Question is, how many challenges are you going to get to have for a game? I don't think that's been spelled out yet. But, yeah, of course, that's just going to probably slow things down a little bit, even though they've made games quicker, so they want to. I guess they can afford to maybe allow a few minutes back onto the clock for a game, but I don't know if I'm a fan of that as well. I guess I got to wake up to it because they're challenging everything else. Why not challenge balls and strikes?
No, you're right, and it should be a pretty quick review because it should be all automatic. You know, I mean they're not going to review. You know what we see on the TV. You know that square and the ball going over the plate or not going over the plate. I can't imagine they're going to review it that way. It's got to be an automatic. It's either a green, you know, it's a strike, red, it's not a strike, whatever it is. So I would think the feedback would be pretty quick. I hope so. Yeah. But whatever. All right, Andy, anything else you'd like to share with us here this week? Lots of information this week.
Yeah, lots of information, lots of good news, obviously, with the Red Sox. We'll see if they can keep it going in Cincinnati over the weekend and they come home to play the Jays again. Then the Padres come to town next weekend. So, the Red Sox could finish up the month on a strong note and keep playoff hopes eternal as we go in toward the second half of the season and the All-Star break in July.
And we can honestly say we did not see this coming as they slid under the radar, under the glare of the Celtics this past week.
Yeah. Absolutely, no doubt about it.
All right, Andy, always good talking with you. Andy Carboni, our MSO New Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.